Hey everybody, it's Ben. Just Ben. How about that? The old school theme intro.
What a treat.
Anyway, so this is going to be a really short show. Really, it's kind of more of a message than a show. I've got some things on my chest that I want to get off my chest and onto your chest. Hello. Yeah, as I said, it's Ben, just Ben in the studio today. This is going to be a short show. I've just decided to turn on the microphone to talk about some stuff because I think stuff needs to be talked about, really. And yeah, why delay? And plus, we haven't put a show out for a while or anything out on the feed for a while, so I wanted to get something on the feed for you guys. But this is an interactive message in a sense that I really would like you guys to respond to it. After a long time of not recording any podcasts, and to be honest, quite a long time of feeling generally frustrated with where things are at with the show. On the one hand, the new series that we've been doing on YouTube, I think has injected a fun sort of new, a new facet to the show, and it helps us to reach new people. Them being short and snappy videos, it's a good way of engaging with a sort of a new audience. But I've been sensitive to the fact that a lot of the people that follow the show actually follow the show because they enjoy the podcasts, and the podcasts are the one thing which we haven't been keeping up on as much as we should. And the main reason for that is just the lack of time together in the studio for Joe and I. We're both really busy people. We've both got family lives. And it's just been really hard to find time for us both to sit down and set aside an hour, which is, you know, one reason why we shortened the shows this series down to half an hour, among other things. And I know that from feedback I've been getting from listeners, most people want the longer shows back. They want the hour back. And it's just not something which is practical. It's not something that's going to happen on a regular basis right now at this sort of point in our lives. And what I've been doing is thinking, well, what, you know, what can I do about this? I don't want to, on the one hand, neglect, you know, where we've come from. Neglect those of you who follow us primarily because you listen to the show on the train on the way to work, or you listen to us while you're at work, or you listen to us when you go to sleep at night, or what have you. And that's where you get best value out of the show. I don't want to sort of neglect that in favor of chasing after some shiny new venture, some, you know, exciting, fresh approach, which is kind of what the new Ask a Cret has been, what YouTube in general is. The reason why I've thrown so much effort into doing YouTube is because, honestly, I think podcasting is a difficult medium to reach new people. In general, especially longer podcasts, when you've never listened to a show before, maybe you don't listen to podcasts much, but at all, which makes things even more difficult. But when you haven't heard a show before and you look at an MP3 that's an hour long, it's difficult to see, you know, whether that's going to be worth the investment in time. It's difficult to, I don't know that people look at an hour long podcast and go, oh yeah, I'll just listen to the first 5 minutes and see if it's good. Like, maybe people do that. But I think in a world where, you know, 5 second animated GIFs seem to be kind of like the most popular thing. You go on sites like 9gag and Mainbase, and really people are just looking for this disposable kind of just throwaway entertainment, because maybe they don't have a lot of time, or maybe their attention spans are not very long. And so anyway, the point I'm trying to make is it's hard to encourage new people to the show when they can't see what it is they're going to be getting. And part of that is the visual element. Part of that is the fact that podcasting traditionally is an audio thing. And so, you know, there might be some absolute gold 45 minutes into the show. You might not know that. And so part of our kind of strategy to bring some of that out was to do cartoons. And we had these amazing cartoons that Daniel Kwai did for us, which I love. But again, those things take a huge amount of time to make. Like, we're talking about tens and tens of hours to make. And although they're amazing, that is not an easily sustainable thing to do. And so the Ask a Crep really was a way we thought might work of drawing out some of the cool stuff that we do, some of the sort of the banter, some of the chemistry, into a sort of more accessible format, a way that people could just kind of play and get into immediately around a very specific context. And a Q&A is a way sort of engaging the audience and letting sort of listeners and viewers be more actively involved in the show, rather than it being an entirely sort of one-way broadcast, which is really, you know, for the most part, what podcasting is. Of course, you hear from people over Twitter and Facebook and the odd email, but primarily it's a one-way dialogue. And the Ask a Crep, I think, is a bit more rapid fire. It's like you ask a question, we answer it in 5 minutes, on to the next one, and we can record lots of those rapidly. But it's, even though what I think those are segments of, they're kind of segments broken apart, which, if combined, in some ways resemble the sort of thing we do in a more organic way in a podcast. We just go from one topic to another, and we ramble and we talk and we joke and what have you. But still, I don't think they replace that sense of, indulgence isn't really the right word, but it's just a way of settling in to a show where the pace is more deliberate. It's more relaxed. It's less kind of intro, question, answer, outro, on to the next one. I think that is, I love that. I think that adds a whole new dimension to the show, but it doesn't replace the sort of more, yeah, the more deliberate, the more wayward, the format that the podcast has kind of grown into. That lends itself really well into just jumping off into different tangents and just coming up with all kinds of weird stuff that itself turns into bits and new segments and what have you. So I'm really aware of the fact that we haven't released much in the way of podcasts recently. I'm just going to get a drink. I'm aware that I can just edit that out, but I mean, honestly, at this point, 7 years in, I think you know how we do things. I'm not going to pretend that I'm some kind of slick editor. So this really is just kind of a heads up to say that we're still here, and we definitely haven't forgotten about podcasting. A lot of people have been saying, why have you dropped down to a 30-minute show? I've explained why that is. A lot of people were asking about why we don't do, you know, are we even going to continue doing the show? Because we've been releasing a lot of the YouTube videos and not a lot by comparison of podcasts. And the answer is yes, I absolutely plan to continue doing shows. Joe and I both still love the medium of podcasting. That's where we've come from. We're not going to just ditch that. But the shows that we do together at the moment are few and far between. And what I really want to do is make sure that our tapas subscribers are catered to, because ultimately, as much as we love giving the show away for free, and we have done for the last 7 years, the people that support us are really important to us. You know, that those guys are the ones that have allowed us to keep going for 7 years, that allowed us to improve our sound and just keep doing the show. And they deserve that recognition. And so I will always prioritize them. And so anyway, my thinking is, what I'd really like to do is come up with a way of serving up more podcast content, primarily audio, maybe video as well. This one's audio only, just because I just felt like doing old school, just audio. Just plug it in your earphones and get on the train and do your thing. Play with your bits. I don't know what your kids do with that. Do you do that? Is that playing? Is playing with your bits a thing? I know it's a thing, but I don't know if it's like a... Yeah. So my point is, for the ninth time, I think I'm going to explore the idea of doing some kind of solo show. As an addition to the regular podcast. So we'll still do the Joe and I, probably half an hour, which will be series 10 still. But I'm toying with the idea of doing something solo, to kind of go along with that, because I've got the studio in my own home. I can sit down and flick on the mic just like I've done right now. And we can talk about stuff. Maybe we could do live shows. I can take calls from people. We can have a dialogue that way. I can look at what's going on in, you know, in the news, although I don't want to get into deep and I don't want to get into too negative stuff, because frankly, a lot of stuff that's going on in the world, I don't want to talk about. I don't want to commentate on, because we're already saturated by it. I prefer to kind of take a more fun look at things and just try and bring a bit of, I don't know, escapism into people's lives, into my own life, by just being a bit silly from time to time. And that's always kind of been me. This podcast is not an example of that. This is really just a message, and that's why I'm deliberately keeping it short. But the reason why I'm putting it out on the podcast feed is because I need to know from you guys if this is something that you'd be interested in doing. I've done solo shows in the past, and they've been great. We've had call-ins, we have multiple people on the phone at once. I've had people say to me after, you carry the show well. I think I can carry the show. It's just a question of having the content, and it's a question of knowing that there's a demand for it. And I know that there are a lot of people who download our podcasts every week, and that number is growing. But we don't hear from the vast majority of you. And I think that's just because people sign up to a podcast, they put it on their feed reader on their phone or whatever. And then every so often when a new one comes up, they refresh. Okay, here it is. It's a new show. And they're not considering themselves to be... Sorry, I'm a bit dry. I don't think you... I may as well speak to you in the sort of first person. I don't think you necessarily consider yourself to be a part of the show. Maybe you think that, and there is an element of truth to this, but there's like an inner circle of fans of the show, and they are interactive. And through every season of the show, we've had people who have been at the forefront in terms of fan interaction. People like Tracy, people like Brian, people like Tyler Jones, people who are... whose names the audience knows, and they will write in, and they'll write on the Facebook wall, and they will quote those names. They'll even get to know some of the character of those fans, because those fans are so interactive and they just get the show. And more recently, we've had guys like Blair, guys like Abiraj, excuse me. And these guys are kind of almost taking it over, and that's awesome. But what I think that sort of thing really sort of fuels the show, because it lets us know that we're doing something right, because people are responding. And what I wanted to kind of, the message I wanted to get out there is that you don't have to be outside. You don't have to be a super fan. You don't have to be one of these inner circle people to just drop us an email and say, look, yeah, I'm enjoying the show. I've had this idea for the, you know, what you guys could do on the show. Just ping it, podcast@theabsolutepeach.com. I'm not very happy with this. I wish you guys would do X, Y, and Z instead. Ping us an email, send us a tweet, go on Facebook. Don't leave it to just this core group, because this core group of people have lives as well. While you're listening to this, you're not just another person who happened to download it. I mean, you are, but you're still a human, and it doesn't take much to kind of take that leap to the next step and just say, you know, we hear from people for the first time. You know, we get emails that say, oh, I've been listening to you guys since you started, and just wanted to say, well, you know, really enjoy the show, thanks for doing the show, blah, blah, blah. Well, we've been going for 7 years. How is it you've been listening to the show for 7 years? You've never got in touch. But people don't. And I get that, because I we're all used to kind of hyper consuming content, and we don't give anything back. We just take it in, because there's just so much available, particularly these days when you've got things like Netflix, you've got where you just kind of just go from show to show to show to show to show. And it's all just free, because, well, you know, you're subscribed, but it's just freely coming to you. And there's no idea of a dialogue with the content creator, because it's just this kind of wave of content that's coming your way. But I never wanted this show to be like that. And I obviously, we're not up there with content creators that work in the media, like, you know, like the Netflix example. But I think that in some ways, people consider us to just be another piece of content. And I don't blame anyone for that at all. But I just would love to kind of kindle an atmosphere where it's a community show, where we have this one-to-one relationship with listeners. And part of that is being addressed with the Ask a Cret. But it would be great to just kind of go back to we had forums, which nobody really uses forums anymore, apart from like professionals talking about stuff that they do for a living and having kind of technical discussions, or maybe a discussion around a specific, very specific niche interest group. But for something like us, which is like our show, which is much broader and much kind of more entertainment focused, it makes sense that Facebook and other social networks like that are the kind of platform of choice for that. Probably not least because it's easy to kind of share and collaborate on the type of things that we talk about in the show, videos and stupid stuff. Whereas a forum is a concept that not everybody really gets. Anyway, so the point I'm making is that the forums were a real hub of activity. And again, there were people that stood out and posted lots and lots and lots, and they would be the people that were the conversation starters. But again, now we're in Facebook. Facebook is like a never-ending stream of noise where we're all just bombarded with stuff, 90% of which we really don't care about. And our voice as a show, even to people who really love the show, I feel it gets lost. And it doesn't help that... Facebook now is sort of hampering, is restricting the reach of the posts that we make. So even though on our Facebook page right now we've got 2,000 people, only a small fraction of those people ever see the posts that we make. And that's because Facebook deliberately restrict it to try and make you pay to boost your posts to reach the rest of your audience, which I think is insane and really unfair, because we've grown that audience and now we have to actually pay to reach the people who have already expressed an interest in our show. That's not pay to reach other people, although, you know, that is one aspect of what you would get if you did pay for it, but you're just paying to reach people that you already worked hard to reach, which is immensely frustrating. And so what occurs to me is, the one guaranteed way to reach people who listen to this show is via the audio item itself, because when you're listening to this show, you're hearing my voice right now. This message is getting across to you. So no matter what other noise is going on your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, all that crap, which is ridiculous. I mean, they're all amazing tools in their own right, but it's just too much. What point am I trying to make? So I wanted to make this message just to kind of say, trying to explain to you where we are at a show, as a show, where I am at as kind of the guy who runs the show, and really an appeal for some, let's rekindle some listener engagement. And I want to let you know that I am really open to hearing all of your views on the show. And I want to produce for you what you really want to hear. And that's not just so that you'll join Tapas and support us, although that's great if you do that. But that's not, we don't depend on that, in a sense that, you know, it doesn't, this isn't my job. I would love this to be my job one day. If I could grow this to be, this show to become big enough to be my job and I could just do shows every day, I would absolutely love that. But that's not where we're at right now. But Tapas is an amazing way that it just covers the costs for the show. So it means that I can keep doing it without worrying about that it's, you know, that I'm losing money or Joe's losing money. So it's not about that. But if you do want to show your love for the show and join Tapas, that's fantastic. I would love that. But really what I want to do is just rekindle this kind of great culture that we've always had around the show. And the only way to do that is to kind of really encourage some interaction from you guys. So what I would like you to do is, and again, bearing in mind that this particular episode is obviously not an example of the sort of thing that you would be getting. I know that this isn't a comedy episode, but I hope what it does is kind of get across to you some kind of human aspect of where I'm coming from. And I hope it kind of gives you some encouragement that hopefully good things are coming. But I need to know from you if this is something you want. So if you are listening to this right now, please do this. Either send me an email, podcast@theabsolutepeach.com. Let me know what you think about what I've been talking about in this show. Let me know if you'd be interested in a solo show running along parallel. I'm not sure what it would be called yet or even exactly what it would be covering. Perhaps again, it's live. I would love to do live shows. Joe's not really into live shows that much, to be honest. So it makes sense. Let's do some kind of a live solo show. I don't know. I think it'll be so much fun. If you like that idea, send me an email, podcast@theabsolutepeach.com, or send me a tweet, twitter.com/absolutepeach, or send us a message on Facebook. You can send me a personal message on Facebook if you want. You can send a message to the page on Facebook if you want, but if you'd rather just send me a message that's not public, that's fine. Email or Twitter, either of those things are great. I run all of those things, so I will get the message regardless. And that would just be great. And I would love to have some conversations with some of you. And especially, and if you've been listening to the show for a long time and you've never been in touch, get in touch. If you've just found the show and you listen to the last few episodes and you really like them and you're thinking, well, where are the rest of the episodes? Why have they stopped? And then you're listening to this thinking, what the hell is this guy going on about? Send me an email and let me know what you think. I just want to make this show better, really. And a lot of times recently I've just been thinking, what can I do? What can I do? And what I'm thinking I thought I'd just come in here. I didn't prep for this at all. I just came in here and turned the mic on and I thought, well, let's just see what happens. So I'm not going to kind of dwell on this anymore, but do get in touch with me and we will kind of see where we go. Otherwise, we are planning to do shows. Joe and I have got plans to record a new show next week. That's a new podcast show for the feed. So you'll get that. That will be comedy, fun stuff. And depending on where this kind of idea goes, maybe I'll be announcing some solo shows coming up, maybe a live one. We'll see where it goes. I might trial it with Tapas first. I don't know why I'm so dry to get today. I might trial it with Tapas first. Let's just kind of see what response we get. Oh yeah, final thing. Although this is an appeal for people that we don't hear from very much, just because we don't hear from them very much, that certainly doesn't mean I don't want to hear from people that I do know very well and who I do hear from a lot. I want your voices equally as important as anybody else's. So don't feel that this excludes you. Let's just get a conversation going again. If you like the show and you want it to kind of get better, and I can't see why you wouldn't, because the shows that I follow, I would do stuff like this. I'd get in touch, I'd reach out to them. Chicken Pot Pod, I love that show. I wish they'd do more stuff. If there was something I could do to help them do more stuff, I'd do it, because a lot of the time I've listened to them a lot and I love the content they do. And I just, it's more than the content they do. It's just the people. I feel like I've kind of got to know them over the years. And in some ways, you know, once the show goes on past a few years, you've kind of grown up together. I've grown up a lot over this show. It might be hard to believe, but I kind of have. And I'm kind of in some ways a different person. I don't know whether I've evolved in a good way or not. But a lot of that has been kind of shaped by the opportunity that the show's given me. And I would love to see where that kind of take things next. So that's it. I'm not going to ramble anymore, but get in touch, podcast@theabsolutepeach.com. Absolute Peach on Twitter, not The Absolute Peach, and facebook.com/TheAbsolutePeach. I think that's pretty much it. Thanks a lot for listening, and thank you for generally being fans of the show. And we'll see you next time. Cheers.